Et tu portes malheur.
Vous vous trompez, je courais dans la montagne, regardant tous les toits, les étoiles dans les cieux. Vous vous trompez, je cherchais dans la montagne l'oiseau bleu. Pas voler, pas voler, pas voler, pas voler, pas voler, pas voler, Laurent.
Il a volé Laurent.
J'ai pas volé, pas volé, pas volé, Laurent. Je suis marchand, Laurent. J'ai pas volé, pas volé, pas volé, pas volé, pas volé.
Thank you.
definitely the most radical city we've been to yet.
Du weißt, dass es Haft ist. Fährt nach Holland wie vom Baptist. Ich bin der, der dich abnimmt. Was dachtest du, du Spasti? Bin der, der Lachs frisst und kein Backfisch. Verteilers gibt den Start mit Taxis. Bevor ich diesen Taxi abtipp, schieb ich ihn auf den Bach statt Nachtschicht. Der Bulle fragt, wo ich letzte Nacht war, weil denke, es sei nachts dabei. Ein Zeuge sah mich an, scheint das total sei. Erzähl dem Bullen liegen sonst immer die Wahrheit. Oh, FFFM, mein Elternzahn. Was für ihn die Fresse hat. Hau den Rambo-Messer in den Bach. Halt die Fresse, glaub mir, ich echt euch das Loch. Du weißt, dass es Haft ist. Fährt nach Holland wie vom Baptist. Ich bin der, der dich abtrippt. Was dachtest du, du Spasti? Bin der, der Lachs frisst und kein Backfisch. Verteilers gibt den Start mit Taxis. Bevor ich diesen Taxi abtipp, schieb ich ihn auf den Bach statt Nachtschicht. Fick die Kachbahn nur mit Plastik. Wasseralimente, Bitch, das klappt nicht. Ich paff das Haschisch und krieg Lachkicks. Ah nein, Martin, nix mit Maastricht. Der wurde beschlagnahmt, mein Baller, doch das macht nix. 100 Kaba Batzen in meinem Jastik. Mein Anwalt holt das zurück, nachdem er das Hasch kriegt. Der Grund, warum er wach ist, weil er 24-7 nackt snifft.
Du weißt, dass es Haft ist. Haft ist. Du weißt, dass es Haft ist. Du weißt, dass es Haft ist.
Yeah. Bizsiz Ilgaz'ın çam ormanları güzel değildir. Hayda günlerin hayda. Sırtını düşmana verdikçe Murat dağları güzel değildir. Dost, dost, ille de kavga.
chest. Chest. Sequence goes magnetic above sea level. Synthetic tone. Assumed meeting behind steel doors. Mega performance. Mega absence. The steel doors disappear. A dream stands three-dimensional. A ghost on magnetism clouds on the lowest ceiling, unaffected in closing. Voice. Find more chains in there. Pulse. On the floor. A mother, lying flat like a coral, cheek moving is a mother's beat, a chain through her spine. Magnetism is just another word for forest, a worlding for driftwood. Behind steel doors, accumulated attraction through taxonomic stratas. They were built to lamentate through wet strains of this desire. The steel doors disappear, magnetic above. Sequence magnetica goes flawless, synthetic tone, assumed meeting behind steel doors, mega performance, the steel doors disappear. Stands three dimensional floor, three dimensional. They cut each other's teeth out. So many sculptures on the wall. A laughter cutting through glass throats, licking the mouth of the glass vase at the top. Theorem, diadem, shivering, silver leaf, sleepless goddessness, inside a knifeless hall, placeless. She refused to sleep there. Sequence magnetica, synthetic tone, folding, assumed meeting behind steel doors, folding, mega performance, folding, the steel disappears, folding, a dream stands three-dimensional in the tongue room, folding. A word may give me its meaning, but first it suppresses it. For me to be able to say this person, I must somehow take their flesh and blood reality away from them. Cause them to be absent, annihilate them. The words give me them being. But it gives it to me deprived of being. The word is the absence of that being, its nothingness. what is left of it when it has lost being. The very fact that it does not exist. I say my name, and it is as if I am chanting my own dirge, funeral lament. I separate myself from myself. I am no longer either my presence or my reality, but an objective, impersonal presence, the presence of my name, which goes beyond me, and whose stone-like immobility performs exactly the same function for me as a tombstone weighing on the void. Goes magnetic above, synthetic, assumed behind, mega, mega, disappear. A stands three-dimensional, A on clouds on lowest, unaffected in closing. Find more in there. On a lying, flat like a moving is a through her. Is just another for a for. Behind, accumulated through taxonomic. They were built to lamentate through wet of this disappear, magnetic above, magnetica goes less synthetic. Assumed behind, disappear. A stands three dimensional. They cut each other's out. So many a cutting through, licking. At the top, shivering, sleepless goddessness inside a knifeless, placeless. She refused to sleep there. Magnetica. Synthetic folding. Assumed behind folding. Mega folding. Disappear. Folding. A stands three-dimensional in folding. At first, it was thought that Tlon was a mere chaos, an irresponsible act of imaginative license. Today we know that it is a cosmos, and that the innermost laws that govern it have been formulated, however provisionally so. Let it suffice to remind the reader that the apparent contradictions of Volume 11 are the foundation stone of the proof that the other volumes do in fact exist. The order that has been observed in it is just that lucid, just that fitting. Popular magazines have trumpeted with pardonable excess the zoology and topography of Tlon. In my view, its transparent tigers and towers of blood do not perhaps merit the constant attention of all mankind. But I might be so bold as to beg a few moments to outline its conception of the universe. Hume declared for all time that while Berkeley's arguments admit not the slightest refutation, they inspire not the slightest conviction. That pronouncement is entirely true with respect to Earth. Entirely false with respect to Tlon. The nations of that planet are congenitally idealistic. Their language and those things deprived from their language, religion, literature, metaphysics, presuppose idealism. For the people of Tlon, the world is not an amalgam of objects in space. It is a heterogeneous series of independent acts. The world is successive, temporal, but not spatial. There are no nouns in the conjectural Erspach of Tlon, from which its present-day languages and dialects derive. There are impersonal verbs modified by monosyllabic suffixes or prefixes functioning as adverbs. For example, there is no noun that corresponds to our word moon, but there is a verb which in English would be to moonate or to inmoon. The moon rose above the river is Hlor Ufang Axaxaxasmio, or as Zul Solar succinctly translates, upward behind the onstreaming it mooned. That principle applies to the languages of the southern hemisphere. In the northern hemisphere, about whose Erspach volume 11 contains very little information, the primary unit is not the verb, but the monosyllabic adjective. Nouns are formed by stringing together adjectives. One does not say moon, one says aerial bright above dark round, or soft amberish celestial, or any other string. In this case, the complex of adjectives corresponds to a real object, but that is purely fortuitous. The literature of the Northern Hemisphere, as in Meinong's subsisting world, is filled with ideal objects called forth and dissolving in an instant, as the poetry requires. Sometimes mere simultaneity creates them. There are things composed of two terms, one visual and the other auditory. The color of the rising sun and the distant call of a bird. There are things composed of many. The sun and water against the swimmer's breast. The vague shimmering pink one sees when one's eyes are closed. The sensation of being swept along by a river, and also by Morpheus. These objects of the second degree may be combined with others. The process using certain abbreviations is virtually infinite. There are famous poems composed of a single enormous word. This word is a poetic object created by the poet. The fact that no one believes in the reality expressed by these nouns means paradoxically that there is no limit to their number. The languages of Tlön's northern hemisphere possess all the nouns of the Indo-European languages, and many, many more. It is no exaggeration to say that the classical culture outlines composed of a single discipline, psychology, to which all others are subordinate. I have said that the people of the planet conceive the universe as a series of mental processes that occur not in space, but rather successively in time. Spinoza endows his inexhaustible deity with the attributes of spatial extension and of thought. No one in Tlön would understand the juxtaposition of the first, which is typical only of certain states, and the second, which is a perfect synonym for the cosmos. Or to put it another way, space is not conceived as having duration in time. The perception of a cloud of smoke on the horizon, and then the countryside on fire, and then the half-extinguished cigarette that produced the scorched earth, is considered an example of the association of ideas. This thoroughgoing monism or idealism renders science null. To explain or pass judgment on an event is to link it to another. On Tlön, that joining together is a posterior state of the subject and can neither affect nor illuminate the prior state. Every mental state is irreducible. The simple act of giving it a name, i.e., of classifying it, introduces a distortion, a slant, or a bias. One might well deduce, therefore, that on Tlön there are no sciences, or even any systems of thought. The truth is that systems of thought do exist, almost countless numbers of them. Tender Buttons, Rooms, Excerpts. Act so that there is no use in a center. A wide action is not a width. A preparation is giving to the ones preparing. They do not eat who mention silver and sweet. There was an occupation. A whole center and a border make hanging a way of dressing. This which is not why there is a voice is the remains of an offering. There was no rental. So the tune which is there has a little piece to play, and the exercise is all there is of a fast. The tender and true that makes no width to hew is the time that there is question to adopt. To begin the placing, there is no wagon. There's no change lighter. It was done. And then the spreading. That was not accomplishing. That needed standing. And yet the time was not so difficult as they were not all in place. They had no change. They were not respected. They were that. They did it so much in the matter, and this showed that settlement was not condensed. It was spread there. Any change was in the ends of the center. A heap was heavy. There was no change.